get into a little bit of Rangers at 5:50, but right now it is time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by
Menor Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and All Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And here he is, Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over the top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Were black guys blacker in the 70s than they are now? Yes, Corby, they are. That's because we are all trending toward everybody just kind of having a certain hue about them.
Yeah, there's no more races. Everybody's just beige.
Mexican.
Yeah, right. People look back at you, Danny, and they'll be like, my God, he's white.
Yep. I'm one of the original.
One of the OGs. Boy, I woke up this morning and I opened up the internet and someone had sent me the
internet
Bill Hader David Letterman interview from 2008, and I'm like, well, I've seen this before, and I've seen Bill Hader do Tom Cruise, and I've seen him do Seth Rogen, and why are they sending this to me? And then I'm like, oh my God. Because this is a pretty well-known interview that was done 10 years ago, and it was focusing on Tropic Thunder, the movie that Bill Hader was in.
Okay.
Bit part player. Have seen it recently. Great movie. Holds up. Kids loved it.
Mike hated it. Or did you even see it?
I saw Tropic Thunder. Dude,
no,
it's
I don't think I did.
Brilliant. Ben Stiller, Tom Cruise, Mel Torme. No, I'm joking.
Okay.
Jack Black is in it. He's great, playing just a heroin-addled nut job. Robert Downey Jr. should have won an Oscar for portraying a black man as an Australian. It's so flippin' funny. Anyway, so they're talking about Tropic Thunder, and he's doing his Tom Cruise impression and Seth Rogen impressions. And this is a deep fake. And if you don't know what deep fake is, it is essentially the ability to put anybody in any position ever.
You elaborate a bit.
So it is so, and this guy from the Czech Republic is responsible for a Slovakian man in the Czech Republic whose name was Tom, who goes by the username Control Shift Face. And he was able to, and when you watch this video, have you seen it yet?
Not yet.
Holy crapanoli. I know you've seen it, Mike, because we watched it earlier.
Yeah.
Bill Hader is doing his Tom Cruise, and without even, I don't even know how it's done, he turns into Tom Cruise. So the technology is out there to put people in places that they weren't.
Right.
It's
essentially really advanced video-based Photoshop, whereas
right.
You can make anybody look like they're doing anything with Photoshop, put it on somebody else's body.
Right.
This does it with action and motion.
Right. It does it with action and motion.
But even so much more advanced.
Yes. And you can do it, audio-wise too.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can be anywhere doing anything. Now, the yin and the yang to this. First off, it's amazing to watch. Like, it really is. Your eyes will widen very quickly when you see Bill Hader turn into Tom Cruise. And it's weird, too, because it works because Hader's hair at the time was long and shaggy, kind of like Tom Cruise's was in American Made and a couple other movies that he's done here recently.
Mm-hmm.
So it does look very much like Tom Cruise, just from a hair standpoint.
Right.
So it adds to the credibility of it. But the face morphing back and forth from Cruise to Hader is flat out amazing. But the yin and yang of it is that, yeah, I can put anybody anywhere. But after a while, you know, people are like, oh my God, what's this going to do to politically? Where you can put anybody you want in any situation saying anything. Well, after a while, it's just like, you don't believe anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Nothing's real in this world anymore.
So all these people that are doing things.
Is anything real in this world
anymore? Let's say that there is, Mike, a cache of video that they find at Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island, where they find, name it. Name the celebrities that have been there. Name the powerful politicians that have been there. Mm-hmm. Name anybody that's been there. And it's like, here's what we found. And you see them. All you have to say now is, wasn't me. And that old excuse that Eddie Murphy...
wasn't me, baby.
...used, where you deny, deny, deny no matter what. Now you can. Wasn't me. That's deep fake, man.
And you can create alibis now.
Yeah.
Here I am shopping at Safeway at 1 in the morning. I couldn't have murdered those women.
Well, I didn't think of it that way as far as crime goes.
I'm
but
thinking ahead. Yeah. I am thinking ahead.
That's a man ahead of his time in there.
Right, where you deep fake yourself in Portland
video.
Or something
yeah,
like that.
Sure,
and you're
yeah.
like, I was in Portland. Check it out. Yeah, look at me in Portland having fun, drinking beer.
Boy, the one who's really was ahead of his time, though, is the Hammer.
What'd the Hammer do?
He posed that question so very long ago, and what did we do? We sat
is
there and laughed at him.
Real in this world anymore?
Yeah, we sat there and laughed at him.
Yeah. Does it amaze you how technology just goes so fast?
Yeah, he needs to be at the head of some sort of technological...
Damn. He was a seer, Corby.
He was. Anyway, man, it's...
Maybe he's Control-Shift-Face.
I don't think that he's Control-Shift-Face.
All right.
Small talk and chit-chat.
Yeah, but he did go to a college.
Now, he says control...
Small talk and chit-chat.
Control-Shift-Face.
Small private school in the Midwest.
Says
that's
yes.
That's like school.
You can show the original and boom, you have the proof. Like, most of these deep fakes are easy to debunk.
Mm-hmm.
He says far more concerning and way easier to make... Control-Shift-Face says, are fake news articles circulating on Facebook and websites designed to
correct.
Look like legitimate news sources. No doubt that is. And the amount of people that are willing to eat that up, the dumbasses that take that as real. And you
yeah.
are dumbasses. Let make no mistake about it.
So you could have, like, Joe Biden holding somebody underwater and drowning them.
Right. Look Joe Biden killed
Joe
somebody
did.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
yeah. Look at that. It's on my Facebook
feed. I'm
not
voting for Biden. He
no.
killed someone.
I seen it with my own two eyes.
Right.
On the Facebook. God, man. Idiots. You are all idiots. Anyway, it's crazy. It's out there. You can find it on the internet and have fun looking at it because it'll throw you for a loop for sure. Let's see. So it looks like Quentin Tarantino caught some heat. I did not realize this until today. Today I read about Bruce Lee's family. Now Bruce Lee is portrayed in the new Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The great Bruce Lee, my hero, my idol. I tried to pattern my life after him. Until
is this guy
10.
Chinese?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. Anyway.
How far did you get with that?
No, I was 10, and I had to give it up. Just couldn't do it anymore. But he was portrayed by a guy named Mike Mo. Not to be confused with the up-and-coming American tennis player, Michael Mo. Let's not... confuse the two.
Or the former NBA head coach Doug Moe.
Yes, I think that you can probably take both of them out of the equation. Well, Mike Moe is a dead ringer for Bruce Lee. And the big scene that he has, and I'm not giving too much away, all right, go see the movie. He has a fight with Brad Pitt's character, mm-hmm. a stuntman and former war hero named Cliff Booth. And they agree to fight each other, but don't touch the face. Let's just fight each other and nobody hit each other in the face. Well, Bruce Lee's family says, yeah, Mike Mo, he did a great job portraying Bruce, but A, Bruce was not this cocky, and B, he would have murdered Brad Pitt.
Okay.
So Quentin Tarantino was asked about this doing some press overseas. And... he says, Bruce Lee was actually an arrogant guy. And the way he was talking, I didn't just make a lot of that up and stick it in the film. I heard him say things like that to the effect, if people were saying, well, he never said he could beat up Muhammad Ali. Well, yeah, he did. Not only did he say that, but his wife, Linda Lee, said that in her first biography I ever read. She absolutely said that. And in the fight between him and Lee and Pitt's character, Booth, he was asked about that, why Bruce Lee would murder Brad Pitt. And he says, well, all right, let's take this as a movie. Could Cliff, the character, beat up Bruce Lee? Brad would not be able to beat up Bruce Lee, but Cliff maybe could. If you ask me the same question, who would win in a fight, Bruce Lee or Dracula? It's the same question. They're fictional characters, which is what this is all about in the right. end. Once upon a time in Hollywood.
It's a story.
Yes.
It's a fairy tale.
It's a total fairy tale and all the way around.
It's sure it's Bruce Lee, but it's fairy tale fake Bruce Lee.
Right. If I can say Cliff can beat up Bruce Lee, he's a fictional character, so he could beat Bruce Lee up.
Mm-hmm.
I say he can, therefore he can.
So you're saying Cliff Lee can beat up Bruce Lee?
Did I say that?
No,
I didn't say that.
He didn't say that.
He says, the reality of the situation is this. Cliff is a Green Beret. So when they refer to him as a war hero, mm-hmm. that's what Tarantino meant. But in World War II, this is my question.
There was no Green
Beret. There was no Green Beret.
You had the OSS.
There were special.
42 to 45, but the Green Berets didn't even get founded till 52.
Yeah. Maybe he
misspoke.
Yeah.
Or maybe he meant the Korean War. Who knows?
He didn't. He says he's killed many men in World War II in hand-to-hand combat. What Bruce Lee is talking about in the whole thing is that he admires warriors, he admires combat, and boxing is a closer approximation of combat as a sport. Cliff is not part of that sport. He's a warrior. He's a combat person. Cliff could beat him up in the jungles of the Philippines in hand-to-hand combat. Okay.
Okay, but they were fighting in a parking lot.
Yeah,
and look... Cliff didn't win that fight. It was even. Like, they both...
Yeah, they landed some good punches.
Yeah, I mean, Cliff threw him into a car.
Yeah.
But Bruce had some really good shots on
yeah.
him. I thought the fight was a draw.
And I thought it was a blast.
It was really funny.
It was so fun.
It's a movie.
Right.
It's not a documentary or a biopic.
Right. Some bad news in the world of love.
Music down?
Yeah, all the way.
Now, I think that I did predict that she was just weird enough that this might work. But appears, no. Love has lost another. As Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have split up after less than a year of marriage.
And a day later, TMZ had a picture of her on a yacht making out with some chick.
Good for her. I'll go have some fun, Miley.
And man, like, I'm not on the gram, but when I see these stories, they'll post pictures of her gramming, and they're now of her just with her rocking body and, you know, six-pack abs, and look at me in the bathing suit, and... I'm kick-ass, and then it's him.
Her nipples!
It's him holding a surfboard.
Yeah.
Just shredded, like, yeah we did break up.
Essentially.
And, it's very hard on me right now.
I'll be fine. I just need a little nurturing and compassion.
Yeah, Liam Hemsworth is going to have trouble getting gals.
And she's going to have problem getting dudes.
Yeah. Like, just hottest guy, hottest girl, name it, you can have them. And you know what? Probably hottest and coolest. Bastards.
What kind of cereal was that guy eating? And she went... Right out of the box. What kind was
Tricks?
It? No.
Alphabets?
No, it wasn't Alphabets.
Alphabets?
God, it was something that you shouldn't be eating straight
eat
out of a box.
What?
Did you eat Tricks?
Yeah.
What?
It was like...
Raisin Bran?
It was like 40% bran flakes, like something you shouldn't eat.
Colon Blow?
It was Colon Blow. Yes.
Liam posted this.
Gotta go.
Just a quick note to say that Miley and I have recently separated, and I wish her nothing but health and happiness going forward. Private matter, this is. I have not made, nor I will be making, any comments to any journalists or media outlets. Any reported quotes attributed to me are false. Peace and love.
Let me translate that for you. Hey, bitches, I'm on the market.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
DM me.
Yes. DM me
hard. Yeah, grab me.
All right. Gotta go.